Okay, today is Daf Samaches. We're on Daf Samaches at the top of the Amud. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Silver family of Baltimore, Le'ilu Nishmas Zalman Pinchas Ben Simcha, and for Refuah Shleima for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. Debate Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Rabbi Shmuel taught another Makar how you know that a father and a husband together have to mat their, a woman's nadarim, a girl's nadarim. How do you know? Tana, it says, Bein ish l'ishto, bein av l'bito. Right? So ish l'ishto is a husband, and av l'bito is a father. You see, it has to be together. The Ran on top says, the mashmalei, the b'naira hamurasa airi. Talking about a naira murasa. The chsiv, it says, b'hu krab b'naira b'nurea b'esaviyah. Umidibisamich of Labito Bahade Ish Mashma, it's Mashma the Avubal Mefir Nidareha. The father and the husband are made for the Nidarim. Very good. Mikan Lanaira Murasa Shavia Ubaila Mefir Nidareha. Both of them.
They have 24 hours from the awareness of the Nidareha.
Correct.
Let's say, weird situation. Father hears the Nidareha. The father says nothing, and it's a nether.
I think at the end of today's talk, you won't have any questions. If you still have a question, you ask me. I've been serious, you'll see. Ulutana de Rabbi Shmuel, so according to him, im hayu siya le'ish my avidle, what does it do with that pasuk? That pasuk was the makar yesterday that a husband and a father together. So what does it do with that pasuk? So Mokim Le Idach de Rava, he uses it for Rava's other vart. What's Rava's other vart? That's tomorrow, or maybe even Sunday. The vart is, look at the Ran, the next Ran on the page. Damele Kaman, he's going to say later on, Makish Kudme Havaya Shnia Lukudme Havaya Rishona. That means, let's say the girl is married. She's a Naira Hamurasa. And the husband dies. Oh, the guy dies. So what happens? She goes back to her father. Let's say she gets married a second time, and she's still an Ira. Then now, the husband and the father together have to... Nothing changed, right? So that's a new halacha. I would have thought, Gemara is going to say, maybe if the husband dies, then there's no way she can get her another matter. Why? Because it takes two. You need a father and a husband. The husband died. Kamashmo, no. It goes back to the father. And if she gets married again, then again you need both of them. That's all. Right? Rabbanan Tzirilhu, Tarti Shmaizmina. You learn two. Rabbanan Tzirilhu, you learn both halachas from that one pasuk. Okay. Okay. Virava, hi, Ditani, Deberi, Rishmael, my Avidle. Now, what is Rava, who learns the other drasha? Right? From that pasuk. What does he do with Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk? What does he do with that pasuk? Well, we start off the daf. That a husband can be made for nedarim that have to do with between him and her. It only says in the Torah, inui nefesh. It's inui nefesh. What about, she says, I'm not gonna cook chal to you. That's not inui nefesh. But it affects him. He's not matter such a neder. Okay? What? So what can he be matir? You have to find a neder that's not inu nefesh for her, and that has nothing to do with him. So what kind of neder is that? Very few nedarim. What? Yeah, no. A husband can matir any neder of a wife.
Right.
So by himself, but it has to be a neder that's inu nefesh. So she's depriving herself of something. I'm not going to eat cake. Or that's inu nefesh. Think you matter that, or it has to do with him. She says, I'm not going to cook for you. I'm not going to sew for you. Think you matter that. So can he be matter? Every neder is inu nefesh. I'm not going to talk to my friends. It's also inu nefesh. What's not inu nefesh? I don't know. You have to find a neder that's not inu nefesh and that it does nothing to do with him. Such a neder, he has no province over. Okay. You can find such a neder. Okay. Now comes the main part of today's daf, which the Gemara is going to ask a question. We're going to bring, I think, five cases to try to answer the question. The question is, Ibai Lahu. The question is, Baal, and the Ran points out, It doesn't only mean the Baal. It could be either the Baal or the husband, or the father, whichever one. Baal, in other words, there's two men here that are matering the neder. So now Baal, you have the husband. Let's say the husband. Megaz Gaius, does it sever his... does it sever her neder? I guess half? Oh, Miklash Kalish. Or does it weaken her neder? What does that mean? So we have to see the ran inside. It's not such a long ran, considering it's such a deep question. It's the first wide line. Iboilahu, the end of the line. Baal, Megaz Gaiz, or Miklash Kalish? Klomar. What does that mean? Arus. You have an Arus. Right? He's a husband. She'eno Mefer, Ella Bishut Feseha Da'av. He has to be matter the neder together with the father as a partnership. Kishimefer Chelko. When one of these men is made for his portion, he does his job. Right? He does his job. Megaz Gaius. Does it cut the neder? Kolomar, what does that mean? What? Shechotech Chatzi Neder Lagamri. It destroys half the neder. Umavatlo, it's mavatalit. V'chetziav ha'acher, and the other half, nisher chazak, kibitchila, it's still there. V'lo iklish leklal, it didn't weaken the nether at all. The other half, the other half.
Hey,
1 minute. Oh, or miklash kal, in other words, what's an afkamina? Oh, or miklash kalush, it got weakened. Don't say the other way that the neder is half cut. That one half is gone. And one half is still here. Don't say that. Ella rather, b'hafaras ha'arus, by one of them, miklash hu dekalish le kule neder, the whole neder gets weakened. And the Gemara asks the question about the Aris, who adina av? The same question with the father. And one of them is being asked. You had to pick one. Next run. Now, we didn't give the nafkamina yet.
No.
We will in a second. So now the Gemara says, Heicha kami boyelon. So what's the question? What's your case? Kigon, you want to tell me the case is this. Dinadra mitrain Zaysin. She made a neder not to eat two olives. Right? She made not to eat two olives. What? I'm back in the Gemara. I'm sorry. Back to the Gemara. Heichi kami bailam. What's the case? Kigon, for example, Dinadra mitrain Zaysin. She made a neder not to eat two olives. Vishama Aris, the husband heard the Hefer law, and he was made for it. Vachaltenun, and she ate it. I amrinon migas gayis. If you say that the neder is cut, which means, what does that mean? His portion's gone, but there's still another half that's roaring along. Then lucky that she should get malchus.
Why?
Why? Because she violated her neder.
She only
bought
half the neder.
Yeah, but she ate them both.
Exactly. So the neder is, so if for purposes of the father, it's a 100% bona fide neder. Just, it got cut in half. So did she violate a neder? Yes. Midaraisa? Yes. Should she get malchus? Yes.
Did she eat both or one of them?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
She ate only one.
It doesn't matter. V'iyamrinan miklash kalish, but if you say that one of them being materit weakens the entire neder, if you want to say that, then what's the story? Isur ba'almahu. It's just an avera. In other words, no malchus. My, what's the story? So let's look at the Ran.
It's all shver.
Shver? We'll look at the Ran, it won't be so shver. The Ran says, I amrit megas gayas. If you say megas gayas, that what? That each husband, each man, cuts, destroys half the neder. Dinehi, it's true. Da faras arus. I'm in the run of the next run. I skipped one run. I'm sorry. One more line down there. I amrit megas gayas lucky. Dinehi, it's true. the hafaras aris, that when the aris is made for the neder, paka iser dechad zesa, the iser of one olive goes away.
Just bear in mind. You hear what he's saying?
The problem here that you
the idach. One minute, idach. The other olive, kidikoi koi. The other olive's right here. No, it didn't go anywhere. Why? Because the other man didn't matter it. Wasn't made for it. V'lakia aleha. Therefore, you eat the olive, you get malchus. Mihu, however, here's the controversial part. So far, so good.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because you're making one person made for, you're making it more machmir. The neder now become more machmir because now she's chayav matzah for one olive instead of two.
I hear. Mihu, one second. Mihu. Mihu, however, kivon delo yadanin hay menayhu. However, 1 minute. However, kivon delo yadanin hay menayhu ka biisure. Since you don't know which olive is usher and which olive is mutter, right? Lo lakia, you're not going to get malchus. Ah, the achla tarvayu, and she has to eat both. You hear that?
Yeah, but then she needs that. Then she's still the
what?
She still need a korban.
Why?
Because it's a sofik.
Oh, so isn't that what's that called?
What?
What's that called?
Sofik.
It's hasra sofik.
Yeah.
You better not eat that olive because why? Because you're going to violate your neder. No, maybe this is the one my husband matered. And eat the other olive. You better not eat that olive. So the whole ran doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
The whole ran's a kasha. Right?
This is basically saying eating chati is like.
Correct. It's a chati shir. That's why you have to eat both. So the Gemara's answer was, what's the nafkamina if it's megas gayas or miklas? What's the nafkamina? The Gemara said the nafkamina is malchus. How do you understand that? So the Ran says because this whole story here with the it's a suffix. The Ran said it's a suffix unless you eat both. Now, what if you hold? That's if you hold megas gayas. What if you hold miklas kolish? There's no malchus at all. No malchus at all. Look at the next Ran.
What is it?
Amrit. It's an avera. It's like a derabanan.
That's
not this year. Miklas.
One minute.
Finish one more line. Then take all your questions. If you hold that it got weakened, one man, one of these two men, made for her his half, he did all he could do. What did it do? It weakened the nether so much, leka malchus. There is no malchus at all. Why? The hakalish lay kule nidra. Because one man weakened the entire nether. So what do you have now? You have a neder, she can't eat the olive because the other one didn't make for it. But the neder got weakened to the point, no malchus anymore. Falek el isur ba'alma, it's just an avera. It's just an avera.
But he only weakened his neder.
So that's the question. The question is it enough to weaken the whole thing?
Well, that's it. It's tainted now. The whole thing
The whole neder is ruined. The whole neder is ruined, and therefore there's no malchus. Oh. Is it still an avera? Yeah, it's an isur ba'alma. 100%, no malchus. So it's a nafkamina, malchus. How do we understand the first half? Not so simple.
The nafkamina is going to be if she says a number. If she doesn't say a number, the whole thing falls apart. If she says, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to eat 2 olives, then you can have that problem.
But
if she says, I'm not eating olives,
It's the same thing. Think about it. The only time this distinction won't work. And even then it will. Is if someone says, I'm not eating one item.
One olive.
I'm not eating one olive. What's the difference? By the way, you can cut it in half. What's the difference if she says 2 olives or olives? What's the difference? Think about it. What's the difference? So then the husband's made for half. So, that's not the olive I meant. My husband said I can eat that. My father still not.
You always have a half of anything.
And he can have a half of anything. So think about it.
I'm not going to go to the library.
Okay, so that's another kind of neder. I'm not going to go to the library. So can she go to the half the library? Same thing. Only go to the first floor, the second floor. I can only go to that shelf, not that shelf. It's always the same thing. That's the same thing. That we all agree on. The only question the Ran says is with the Hasra. The Ran says you have to eat both. Otherwise, it's a suffix. So, right? Then it shouldn't be Malchus at all, because it's Asra suffix. So that question is asked by the Shalmei Nedarim. He asked that question. He says, the Ram doesn't make any sense, because if the whole thing is suffix, the whole thing is Asra suffix. So, that's a kasha.
The Haver doesn't go away, it's still there.
What?
The issue is still there.
No question about it. The question is, did he get Malchus?
Yeah.
So the Ram says, if you eat both, yin yeh. But according to the second version, if you hold it to Miklash Kalish, there's no Malchus, you didn't eat all of it.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Why? Because the whole nether got ruined. Okay, it's a conceptual, how you look at one of these men, nafering the nether, how it affects her. Right? Is there Malchus or not?
Doesn't get Malchus.
What?
What?
You
don't get
Malchus. What religion do you learn that in? That's only from Hashem.
Huh?
There's a concept like that. We first of all, where does it say that?
Okay.
Second of all, in this world, it's by 12 and 13. In this world, Misa's Onesh Bezdin starts at Bar Bas Mitzvah. There is a concept out there that doesn't go till 20. Where is that? I don't know. There's a thing. I don't want to belittle it. There is a thing. That's Hashem's Cheshbonos. What? What? Karis is not until 20?
Kiki is.
Yeah, it's later years. I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same thing. So she has to eat both. What if the husband's mafer? Then does she have, right? Now she has to eat one or not? Same question. Same question.
We're going to get to that now.
So we have a kasha. Which one is it? We're going to end up saying it's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's what we're going to end up saying. One holds one and one holds the other. That's what we're going to end up saying. Until we get there, there's a lot of hard cases. Ready? Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya. None of these cases are the raya. The only raya is the raya is the last one, which we might not even get to today because it's on tomorrow's daf. But we'll see if we finish it. We'll do it. If not, not. It's all the way at the end. Here we go. Tashma. Now, Amasai Amru, when do we say, Meis Habal, if the husband dies, Nisrokna L'Rishos La'av, the right to matter the neder goes back to the father, which we're going to see in a few minutes. If the father dies, it doesn't go to the husband. Okay? So in that sense, the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to say, they're not equal. They're not 100% equal. In one halacha, the husband is more right, because the husband goes forever, and the father, once he turns to Bogaris, it's over. But in another halacha, the father has more right. Where? If the husband dies, the father gets the right. If the father dies, the husband doesn't get the right. Okay? So now, when do we say, Meitabal, the husband dies, Nisrokel Rishos Av? It goes back to the father. What are the parameters of that din? Bizman, Shelo, Shama, Habal, Kodem, Shiyamas. What happened? She made a neder. The husband didn't even know about this neder. He was at work. He didn't even hear about it. And then, he died.
The father did hear about it.
Right. Oh, or, Sheshama, he heard about it. Vashas, like he couldn't care less. Didn't bother him any one way or the other. Oh, or, Sheshama, he heard about it. Vehefer, and he was mifer it. It doesn't matter. When it comes to the husband, it doesn't matter what the case is. Umeis bo bayom, and then he died. Zuhi Sheshaninu, that's what we learn. Meis Habal, if the husband died. Nisroka Rishos La'av, okay? And then he has the right. It's as if the husband wasn't even around. I was made for it. It doesn't make a difference. The father gets the right over again. Why? Because the husband, either he didn't hear about it, he didn't know about it, he didn't get. What about the man? What he did? He didn't live out that day. He's no right. No matter what he did that day, it doesn't make a difference.
What happens to the both
time? 1 minute. I don't know. Okay? That's case number one. We didn't finish the case. Avo, but Im Shama, he heard about it, the Kayim, and he was Makayimit. Oh, Sheshama. Oh, you heard about it, Vishatzak. He didn't say a word. Umeis biyom shalacharav. And he died the next day. Ein yachal lahafer. Then he died. Now the father has no rights. Right?
Well, the father has no rights.
What?
Because the father has no rights.
The father has no rights. Why? The husband, because it's a day later. So where were you? Mr. Husband, Mr. Father, where were you? It's a day later. Okay? That's an easy case. So far we didn't say anything so controversial.
Wait, the first part of it, the husband died
that day. Then the father has all the rights back. But if he dies the next day, the father has no rights.
As long as he wasn't retired that day, even if he was quiet.
As long as who wasn't?
Doesn't matter
what the husband did. He was Mekayimit, he was made for it. There are three options. Either you Mekayimit, you made for it, or you don't say a word. Which shtika is like as if you don't care.
Right?
It doesn't matter what he did.
So if it's that day, the father gets it back?
Yes.
Even if the
husband did something, doesn't make a difference.
Or nothing.
Why? The husband must live out that day. If he does live out that day, then the father, where were you yesterday?
The father has rights. It's not strong enough. It's only half.
Correct. The point is, he doesn't get rights again.
They don't have the case if the husband confirmed them that if he accepted and then died.
There's five cases.
Okay, but this case we've not even discussed yet.
What do you mean? Yes, it was.
No.
Yes.
If the husband confirmed and then died, no. Where?
He's right. It doesn't say it in the first half. He's right. I don't think it matters. Because Tashtika is the same thing as being Mekayim. One is saying it out, and one is not arguing with you. Right? It's just if you yes, it does. If your wife says, we're having leftovers for dinner.
Okay.
Your wife says that. Right? You can say one of two things. You say yes.
Right.
And what if you don't even answer her? So it means yes. You don't have to say it. It's yes, right? The only thing is if I say no. Right? So if the husband, if one of them doesn't say anything, it's like a yes. What? Yes, it's in the Torah. Yeah. Fine, it's still good. But Marcel's right. It doesn't say it in the first case straight out. In the second half, it does say it straight out. Okay, it doesn't make a difference. Case number two. Ready, case number two? Shama Aviyah, the father heard about it. For Hafar law. And he was made for it. For lo hispik baal l'shmoa, the husband now didn't have a chance to be made for it. Ad shemeis av, the father died. It's on his deathbed. The daughter comes as a maiden neder, and what does the father say? I'm made for it, and he dies. His husband's outside in the park in the car. He didn't even have a chance, right? V'lo hispik baal l'shmoa ad shemeis av, zui sheshaninu. That's the halacha. If the father dies, lo nisroka l'rishus habal. It doesn't revert to the husband. The husband now cannot be made for this nether. He has no choice, he has no options. Right?
Why can't he be made?
We're going to learn it in 2 days. However, if you want, the Ran says like this. It's the 1, 2, 3.
They have to be the same. They're the same.
No, but why can the husband, why is the father yes for the husband?
What?
Why is the husband, the father, yes for the husband?
Because it says that once you get divorced, she goes back to the father.
So we're going
to
learn it in 2 days from now.
It's not reciprocal.
So look at the Ran, 4 lines before the lines start getting wide, where it says the sulka daita chamina. You see it there? It's the last word on the page, the last word on the line. Sulka daita chamina. I would have thought, what kind of halach is this? The husband, the father's on his deathbed, made for the nether, he died. The husband's parking the car. He comes to the house 5 minutes later. He cannot be made for the nether? That's what we just said. So I would have thought, given the av hefer, since the husband, the father, was mayfair, fubal lo zachal klal, and the husband didn't have a chance. Why didn't he have a chance? Kimayis lay, because he died. Right? The father died. Iklash lay high nidra tuva. This nether is very weakened. It's tremendously weakened. How is it weakened? Because the father was made for it. Then he died. So it's a big deal he died. So what? Right? Velomishtair ba elaporta. What's left over for the husband to do? Very little. So you also made for it.
Yeah,
so I would have thought. The lahu porta. This little bit. tiskile b'faras habal. Let the husband do it. Hamash Milan, no. Dafagaf the high nidra kalash lituva lahu porta. Even though he says it twice, the Ryan says it's emphasized. Even though the nether is very weak, there's only a little bit left, right? Nami the mishtayer be lo matzi bal mefer. The husband's not allowed to be made for it.
That's saying why though? What?
We're not going to say why till Sunday.
It's good.
V'chi hechi da ashmiin on bereisha. Just like we said in the first case, dafagaf the lo iklish nether klal. Even though the nether wasn't weakened at all. Dahainu. Sheshama habal v'shasak. The husband heard. He didn't say boo. He didn't say anything. Now, by not saying anything, it means he doesn't care. Right? Afilu hachi av matzi mefer. 1 second. The father's allowed to. Right? Hachanami ashmin and daf agaf the iglus leituva balo matzi mefer. It's not the same. The father, yes. And the husband, no.
Why do you say
and by the first case, the husband had a chance.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And he didn't care. What do you see? That the husband and the father don't have the same rights. Why don't they? We'll get to that later in the week.
Yeah, but that one's on the same thing. The difference here.
Same thing. Yeah, it's in the Ron's pointing out. What's the difference? We don't know yet, but there's definitely a difference.
Right, but our
what does that have to do with our question? Well, nothing.
Our question was, half and half, what is Miklash? He
right.
He's using it's Miklash here. Ron's using Lashon of Miklash. Why is he...
He's using a Lashon of Miklash, what he's saying is, it's half gone. However you want to phrase it, it's half gone. So why can't this poor husband do the other half? The answer is he's not allowed to.
It seems like
poor things are drowned. That's what he makes it sound like. He makes it sound like that. Okay, so that we did just the 2 cases. This has nothing to do with our questions. These are just cases that are getting to our case is case number 5. Right, these are all tangents. Case number, up to case number 3. Shama Baila, the husband heard the Hefrala, and he was made for it. Now the husband didn't have, the father didn't have a chance. Right? Now what happened? The husband's on his deathbed. And the father's parking the car. The exact opposite case. Right? The wife goes in and tells the husband, I made a neder. And he says, I'm made for it. And he dies. Father parks the car, runs in. Right? Oh, he died already. Right? Zui sheshaninu, this is the halacha, meis habal. If the husband dies, nisroka rishus la'av, it goes to the father, right? Even though, now, this is a chiddush also. Whatever the husband did, before he died, doesn't count. Why? Because he died without living out the day. Okay? Without giving the father a chance. Therefore, the father now, if he wants, can be Makai in the nether. He can be made for it, it's up to him now. It's all totally his choice. No, it's not. In the first, it's not a repetition. In the first case, what was the first case? The first case was that the father died. What?
Oh, he's saying
that
this
man shama. It's not the same case. Okay, it could be repetitive. It could be. Now, if you want to see, the Ron has one line. It's in the middle here. It says, it's a gigantic Ron here. And this case number 3. And the Ron just says in one line, Mishum Nihi, it's true. The Be'in of the Hefer La Baila. When the husband was made for the nether on his deathbed, havi hafarasa hafara ma'alya, it was a good hafara. There was nothing wrong with it. The husband on his deathbed, la klusha nidratuva, to make it very weak, the ha'akati lo hispik ha'av l'shmoa, the father didn't have a chance to hear it, he was parking the car, afilu hachi kishemesh, batal al-gamri, it's totally batal, and mishum hachi chazi av l'mazakiba, the zechusim of this nether go back to the father. Okay, like we just said.
Can he make it? The father can
he
make it?
Correct. Or, that's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is the Kibim the eye of the husband was made for it, yeah, but he died. He died without the father having a chance. So the halach is, it goes back to the father. He can be made for it, like the husband's wishes, or he can be Mekayimit, whatever he wants. Maybe the wife said, there was, I'm going to give my father the money from the lottery we just won yesterday. And the husband said, I'm made for that. Right? Right?
you say when it goes back to the father, it's like whatever happened before didn't exist.
Exactly.
And that's the same thing that we said in the first text.
Okay, it can be the same thing. In a Chanami, it can be the same thing. Why is it the Bryce repeating it? Maybe just to emphasize, you know, it's not easy halachas.
Wait, that might be
an
example here.
Who's
taking the rule
and
the one that doesn't affect her?
It doesn't affect her? I'm giving away all my possessions? She's on her deathbed.
Yeah.
Interesting. She's on her deathbed. Okay. Okay, good. Case number four.
Yeah, don't give me false hope.
Shama Baila. The husband heard about the neder. Vehefrala. He was made for it. V'lo hifsik ha'av l'shmoa. The father. He didn't have a chance to hear about the neder. Ad shemes. He died. Ad shemes ha'av, the father. The mace ha'av, the father died. Here's the case. The father's on his deathbed. The wife and the husband are parking the car together. The wife says to the husband, wouldn't it be nice if we give our father all the lottery winnings? And the husband says, we're going to visit a sick father. I'll pay for this later. And as they're walking up the stairs, the father died. Ein ha'bal yachol ha'afer. You hear this? The Baal can't be made for it. Why? She'ein ha'bal made for el b'shutfis. Because the only way the Baal can be made for it is with shutfis. And you know what? The father is dead. Okay? You look at
the Baal's not anti. The Baal is like, the father is like, if he's dead, he's not considered like nothing. He's considered like a force.
Who? Correct. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom, smack in the middle of the line, the Ran says, "Fasalgadai da chamina." I would have thought, "Kivan de kolish le," since it's weak, "Vloish tire bay," "Vachamisa sa'av el porta." Again, there's only left over a little bit. "Lahai porta tiskile bafaris habal." Let the Baal do it. Kamash mula, no. "Da filuachi ain habal yachal lahafer." The Baal can't. "Chaf al pishal ozacha av meolam binadar malalu." The halo nirulo, right? What does that mean? Af al pi shelo zacha av meolam binadarim halalu. The halo nirulo. The kalishi lehu nami tuva. The hahefer lebal vaakati is. I don't know what it means. I feel hachi ain't about yachal hafer milse b'tzika who she ain't about mefer el b'shutfes. Okay, I'm not sure what he means by that, but the point is we all get the halacha. Yeah. You always need b'shutfis.
Yeah, but before we said it's either that or what's the difference? Why is it called not b'shutfis?
Right.
Before you said it doesn't make any difference because it says after him or before him.
Because this is
b'shutfis, so it sounds like they have to be together at the time.
No, b'shutfis meaning the period of 24 hours.
This is
before it said that, but now it's saying b'shutfis changes. Specify,
no, they have to be. They have to be in the world at the same time. One cannot be dead.
That's not what you're saying till now. Sorry, till now you said that one can be.
I hear what you're saying. It's not a bad question. It's actually a good question. I just think that the cases are all repetitive, and just explaining itself better. That's why the rides don't only go to the husband. Why don't they go to the husband? Because it has to be shutfis. How can they go to the father? What about shutfis? So we'll learn that on Sunday. That's all. I just think that these cases are explaining themselves better. That's all. It's a good question. The question is, the bottom line is you have to have shutfis. So how come it's only a one-way street?
Right.
We'll get to that on Sunday. On Sunday, I think tomorrow or Sunday, the Gemara is going to talk about it. What the difference is. You're not going to be satisfied with the answer. But I'm just telling you.
One more annoying question.
Yeah.
In my case, no one's dying. She gets a neder in October, and the father hears it and says, okay. The husband doesn't hear about it until 7 months later. And then he says, no, okay? So.
What do you do in the interim? I don't know.
You know, and she violates the neder. Is it going after.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I hear what you say. I don't know.
If 7 months later, she's not worse anymore.
No, it's for a whole year.
I'm saying, but she's not.
So should we go to do the answer and then you know what? Should we do the answer or should we do it tomorrow?
Hold off.
No, not really.
Oh, hold off.
Hold off?
Yes.
So we'll hold off to tomorrow. We're up to the top of the Samach Tesamar Aleph. We're up to case number 5. Case number 5 is a machlokas b'sham and b'shillel, and that will answer our question. Alright? Good?
Go ahead.
Everybody have a very good Shabbos.